you like.
We're now in the first chapter of Hilchos Me'ilah, Halacha Zayin. Okay? All right, now we're talking about the next few mitzvahs. We talked about the first mitzvah of when you have been moel, that you have to pay back the principal, a fifth, and you bring a korban. You basically dealt with those issues. Now we're going to deal with the next two lavim, not to work animals that belong to kachim, and not to shear animals that belong to kachim. Halacha Zayin. Call kachim mizbeach any animal that has been sanctified and its end goal is to reach the mizbeach. This is an animal, I'm making it sanctified, so it's going to be meich. Bein kachik kadashim, doesn't matter, it's kachik kadashim, which would mean, let's say, a chatos or an ashim. Or an ola. Bein kachik kalim, whether kachik kalim is, let's say, a shlomim or a toda. Right. And once you've said this is going to be a toda, at that point on, asurim begizavoda, you cannot shear it, you cannot work it. Shenemar, the pasuk says clearly, lo savod bivchor shorecha, a bechor, for example, a firstborn.
From the birth, from the womb.
Is kachim. Goes to the kohen, they bring it as a korban,
yeah.
The kohen eats it.
Even if you don't say anything, that's...
It's sanctified. It's automatically sanctified. And we're going to learn from that to anything else that's been sanctified. So it says, you shall not work bivchor shorecha, the firstborn of your oxen. Veloso goes, you shall not shear bechor tzonecha, the firstborn of your sheep. Okay? And that is the binyan of, the prime example. That's a lawless shore kachim for anything that's kachim that goes on the mizbeach. We will see later on because a bechor is brought on the mizbeach. To the exclusion of kachay berek habayis. If I give an animal for the upkeep of the temple, we will learn halacha yud beis. It's only rabbinically usher. Okay? Because the Torah is saying about animals that are brought as korbanos, has the law. So if it's not bars of korban, it does have the love. I'm sure the rabbi said we're going to get confused. So even it's only berek habayis, it's rabbinically not allowed. Okay, now careful now. The pasuk said, you shall not work a bull and shall not shear a sheep. Well, what if you work a sheep and shear a bull?
Whoa.
Those are the most common.
V'hagozeis es ha'shor. What if you shear the ox? Oved batzon, you work the sheep, which is the opposite of the pasuk.
Lashed.
Doesn't matter. Loike minatari, you get lashed. You get lashed. It does what was common. It's common to work the sheep, to shear the sheep, and work the bulls. But it's only saying common. But you chai, for other words.
Bulls like being shorn.
And the punishment is you get lashed. That's about all that's happening, because when you shear the sheep, you're not really damaging the sheep.
No.
It grows back, right?
It's really back.
And if you work a cow,
fact, you're helping
work
sheep,
an ox,
sometimes it gets
work
cheaper.
An ox for a day, he can work tomorrow. It's the same thing. So you're getting lashed. We'll talk about if, let's say, you're working and you damage it. We'll have to talk about those kinds of cases.
When you consecrate it, are you in the hook to feed it, and you have to maintain it and all that?
I don't know. Yeah, what are you going to do? Let it die?
No. It has to be a beautiful korban. You have to worry about it.
I don't know. Anyway,
Rabbi, one other question.
Yeah.
So where it says that we can't do this with the bechor? So what about somebody who's living up in the Golan or somewhere down, you know, another part of Israel?
What about it?
So what is he supposed to do? He can't get it to Jerusalem for a korban?
Why can't he? He goes once a year, three times a year.
First of all, you could just give it to your local kohen and let him deal with it.
Yeah. If worse comes to worse, you got a kohen living.
You give it to the kohen. The bechor goes to the kohen.
You give it to Steve. Give it
but
to
he can't
Steve,
do anything with the kohen, can he?
Well, take it to your shalayim.
Yeah.
Or there's possibilities of redemption. Well, I don't know. So talk about if he gets a moon. Yeah. Gets a moon.
You got to wait till he gets a moon.
But you take your shalayim. Listen. Guess what? Jerusalem was a very important city, and they wanted Jews to go there. Now, you could wait till Yom Tov.
Sure.
You do go for Yom Tov, right?
Right.
So they didn't go alone. They went with animals.
Yeah.
You don't have to go that day.
I've never heard of that. But
I'm just saying, right? You just, you know, take all the animals. You're going to need a lot of animals. So take animals with you. All right. Now, how about another thing, though? What if you pluck the fleece instead of shear the fleece.
So it's a shinui we're talking about here.
It's not a shinui, it's just you're doing it differently.
Well,
Mitoilesh eino kegozes. Plucking is not shearing, so you're not transgressing the lav. But we'll see a little bit in a minute what is going to be with that, but it's not considered that. The Yerali, now the problem is the Torah didn't give us a minimum requirement. How much shearing are you chai for? Sheared an inch? 2 inches? How much do you shear? So he says it should be similar to a similar shear in Hilchas Shams, as you'll see in a minute. The Yerali shein aloika at sheyigzos kedei rochav asit kaful. You don't get lashed until you shear. Remember he said a rochav asit is the V spread between the index and the middle finger.
Okay.
So now double that.
Ah,
so if you like shear that much.
So there's no shearing.
That's right.
Oh.
So only when you shear that much. Because lo yezeh chomer mishabbos, it shouldn't be stricter than Shabbos.
It's really good.
What are you chayim for? Is shearing a malach on Shabbos? Yes. How much you have to shear to transgress Shabbos? You have to also shear this much to be chayim on Shabbos. So not going to get any more stricter than Shabbos. So that's the amount it has. Okay, halacha ches. How about sveik kachim? What if you're not sure if what you have is a holy animal?
Because
for example,
mixed up.
Simple example, go behema she sveik b'chor kiyos, but you have a female sheep gave birth to twins.
Yeah.
You don't know which one came out. Let's say one's a boy, one's a girl. So you don't know if the b'chor is a boy, and then it's a b'chor. If it's a girl, it's not a b'chor.
Yeah.
So you don't know if this b'chor is a b'chor,
yeah.
Right? In the hallway. So if you know, so
it's
now,
in somebody's jacket.
So now you have this suffix b'chor, and now you shear it. Are you going to be chayiv? So the halacha is, if it's a doubt, harehem asurim begiza vavoda. Both animals, let's say the doubts between the two of them, you can't shear them, you can't work them, because either one could be the...
Well, what happens if one's a girl?
Let's say one's a b'chor, whatever. The one that it's a doubt.
Okay.
The one that's a doubt. So you can't initially do that. But what if you do shear them and you do work them? If it goes away by him, you don't get lashed. You don't get lashed in doubtful situations. So you're machmir not to do it. But if you do it, you will not get lashed. Okay. Now, we move on to other things. Now we're talking about animals now that are consecrated that develop blemishes. What happens to them? Halacha test. Behemes HaKodesh, again, a holy animal, Shinofal Bamum, that it developed a blemish. Now, at this point, we can redeem them, because they can't be brought as a korban anymore. So, Viniftas, and it's been redeemed. That's the locha, Kamosha, as we explained. Still and all, if it was an animal that was consecrated to be a sacrificial animal, so it had a very intense amount of Kedusha, even though it's developed a blemish and we've redeemed it and a significant amount of the Kedusha has left, it still retains a little bit of it. Eina muteres begizo. You can't shear it. You can't work it. Varehu be. So it remains. That was always what it was. It can never change. The only thing you can do, with it is slaughter it. Achati shachet. Until you shecht it. And then you shecht it, then it's dead. So then, let's
most
say you want to shear its wool afterwards, because it doesn't carry any vestige of Kedusha anymore.
So we're talking about any korban at all falls under this auspices.
Pretty much. We'll see. There's some exceptions. We'll see. He's going to go through a number of, pretty much. Okay, so that is fine. Now, nishchata achar pidyona. If you shecht it after you redeem it, which is the thing to do, hutcher b'achili, you're allowed to eat it. And at that point, you can, once you shechted it, it's done. So, in other words, even though you've redeemed it, you figure it's done. No. You redeemed it, it still has a certain amount of residual kedusha. But once you shecht it, it's got nothing. Now eat it, and that's what you're redeeming it for. You can't redeem it to work it. That's the point. So you can only, we'll lose a little bit of value when you sell it, because it's not an all-purpose animal. So you can shecht it, eat it, shear off the hide, whatever, fine. But hold on, when do we say all this? When you first sanctified it and was unblemished, And then, and that means it had a very strong kedushas haguf, sanctity of body, and then had a blemish. That's when we're very strict that it really retains a lot of the kedusha, because once you sanctified it, it was really sanctified. That was going to be, that was earmarked to be a korban. So that's because of its great potential, even though it developed the mum, we don't, it doesn't all come off so easily. Only if you've actually slaughtered it, mm-hmm. now it's all gone. Or okara mum over. Let's say there was a, what do you call it, a temporary right. blemish yeah. was before you said, yeah. but that doesn't discredit it.
Right.
Lactation. Avol, but now what if you did this? Hamaktish balas mum kavul and isbech. You're not supposed to do it. You take an animal with a blemish and say, this is going to be my ola. Well, thank you very much. You made it an ola, but we can't use it as
have
an ola.
Have you done anything, really? Have you really done
well,
anything?
It is an ola.
But you can't use it as an ola.
Fine.
How could it fall on a moon that animal?
It doesn't matter. It's still, I said it's an ola. It's an ola. Now, it's got a problem. It's got a blemish. Okay, so I'm not going to bring it as an ola. So now, but at this point already, since it really, it does belong to the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to have to be redeemed, because you did give it Beis HaMikdash. But at this point, since it doesn't really get that Kedushas HaGuf.
Right.
Okay, so it's going to have maybe Kedushas Bada Kabbai. It does have some kind of Kedusha. So, Eina Surah Begiza Vavoda, it's not prohibited to shear and work, except rabbinically, as we could understand why. Now, once in this case, now it's still got to be redeemed, because you gave it to Hektish. So, Niftas, once it's redeemed, since it's never started with any great degree of sanctity, then Areza Kuchum L'chol Dover, now it's like mundane right away, even without shechting it. V'teitze L'chulin L'gozal Ovid, you can now shear it. You can work it, except, this is the exception, chutz min habachor v'hamaiser, except firstborn or a tenth animal, where we say that the halachas for that, that really you're not supposed to be pota those things, and that tenth animal you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, because that case doesn't matter, even if it's born with a blemish, doesn't matter, it's an innate Kedusha in vitro. Shakdusha chol al gufam. The kedusha is on them automatically on their bodies. It's not that I made it kodesh. Yes.
Yes.
Even the tenth one. It's not. It's not you consecrated. It happened to be that's the tenth. Doesn't matter. Shakdusha chol al afal pishayim bale mumim kvuim. Even if it's born, the firstborn child born blind. Okay, the tenth animal in the corral, out of the corral, is blind, but it doesn't matter. Okay, they retain their kedusha of ena yotz in lechulin. They never go out entirely to be mundane. Lehigazes loved olam to ever be sheared or worked. When he says leolam, he means until you shecht it. Okay, then we wait until the shechita. Okay, you got that. So in other words, these even if they have a blemish first, so now. Regular kachima make an animal normal, a good normal animal to be an animal, and now it develops a blemish afterwards. Now I can only redeem it. I can't do anything with it until it's shechted. If I consecrated as an animal for a korban and it had a blemish to begin with, well, then it never really had much kedusha at all, and then it could be worked at. It's like chulin for everything. And once you redeem it, you can do whatever you want with it, regardless
even
of the shechter.
Even when it's
but
not
if it's a bechor and a miser, it doesn't matter. It has intrinsic kedusha, even if it has a blemish to start the game. Can't do anything to it until it is shechted.
So what if a hektish one has a blemish and it gives birth? It has a baby? What about the next generation?
Well, we have to talk about babies. That's a different halacha. Babies. We have to. That's a different halacha. There's no mum there.
No, no. Yeah, the second generation.
It's Kodesh. It's Kodesh. Okay? And now, an interesting halacha now.
If it's a cow.
Okay, let's wait till we get to those cases.
A cow needs to be milked. You'd have to throw the milk away.
I don't know. Now, here's an interesting thing. How about you got this Bechor? Okay, you have a male Bechor. And now you're going to have it mate. Or a female, doesn't matter. Well, Bechor is male. You're going to have it mate. Now, here's the question, matey. Is mating considered work?
Well, depends who you ask.
Depends who you ask. So now he's just throwing in. But, sir, Laharbia b'bechor. You cannot mate a bechor.
Oh boy.
Okay. Oh, bipsula mikdashim or kutchim that developed a mum that we said you can't shear them until they get shechted. Right? These two you cannot work them. So mating them is considered work.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Tell them that.
Yeah, okay. So that is considered work. No, you to set it up.
You got to prevent the
set it up.
Yeah.
They go on their own. It's their own business.
You had this chapman.
Right. But you cannot do that. All right. Now, we did mention before that if you're plucking is not like shearing.
Right.
Okay. Halacha Yud is going to focus exclusively on plucking. So let's try to understand what's going on over here. So obviously, even though he's saying plucking is not shearing, is that something one should be doing? So he starts off like this. Yud. Mutar, now let's say you've got a blemish by some of the skin, but the only way you can really tell is you're going to have to pluck out
some of the hairs.
A few hairs, because without getting a good sight, I can't really tell if it's a mum or not. So I'm going to have to pluck out some hairs. Now, obviously, you know, can I have hano with what I'm plucking out?
No.
We're going to see. So mutar litlo shesaseir lechatchilim en akotchim kedei laharas hamum lamumcha. You may initially pluck some of the hair out of the animals that have been rendered kodshim, in order to show it to an expert to know if it's a mum that will make it pasul or not. However, what do you do with that hair? Let's say any of the hair that you should pluck out, or it fell out by itself. Let's say you were makdish, a shlamim, or a toda, and let's say it fell out before it had a blemish, or it even fell out after, whatever. But anyway, so hair fell out. So what's the halacha? Hareza usser b'hano. You can't have any hano from it rabbinically. Afil achashi yishchato mipnei mumum. If you shecht it because of its mum, why? Because we're afraid zera shema yashu. So maybe you're going to leave them around. Because maybe you want them, you won't shech them right away. You maybe want them to grow more hair, and you may be using more hair. And that's not a good thing to do. Because, and why wouldn't he be rushing? Let's say it's a shlamim. Ho veinim boim mekor, it doesn't come for an atonement. So therefore we say, you can't have a noah from it, and you shouldn't leave it, because we're afraid you're going to leave it around for a while, and get more hairs will come out. So therefore we don't allow you to have any of the hairs the benefit. But what about a vult semer anosha min achatus vo oshem? What about the hair, the wool that falls out from a korban chatus in an oshem? Then mutarban, you can have hano immediately la'achash chitosam after your shechmi pemum because that a mum. Why? Hoil l'kapara heim boim. Okay, since they come for atonement, ain't a mashal person will not delay it because they want to get kapara right away. And therefore, there's no problem to enjoy the hairs. There's no chash, you're going to delay it. But what about a korban olah, which is interesting? Korban olah doesn't come for kapara, but we can't eat it. V'imnit l'shmina olah, can you enjoy the feathers, the hair that comes out of that? Hareiz a suffek, that's a suffek, if you can have it or not. Because it's not really for kapara, but it atones for mitzvah saseh.
But doesn't it atone for thoughts also?
Okay, but it's not as strong. It's not as strong of a kapur. That's the shiloh. Now, finally, v'chol shi'itolish mikol ha-kachim. Anyone who does pluck out from kachim, achar shenov b'mum, after a blemish has come in. We don't want you plucking them out before. Just stop us there. But if after a blemish, hareyu mutter ba'no, then it's anything. I'm sorry. She tolish anything that came out by itself. It's by itself. Sharei lo tolish because he didn't do it with his hands. In other words, it happened to come out by itself after his blemish. Before the blemish, we're saying it makes a difference if it's a chatas, if it's a shlomim or an ola. But if after it was blemished and now hair fell out by itself, then it's mutter by no. Sharei lo tolish. He didn't take it out with his hands. But again, chutz min habachor min meiser, the exclusion of a bachor meiser, that's intrinsic kedusha. Sha'af hanitlash min ha'achash and alvamum, even if it fell out by itself with after the bachor, also right now because it has this intrinsic holiness. So it comes out, really, you're not chayiv for plucking out,
But you can't use it.
But you're not supposed to pluck out. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now, how
except
about...
except if you're distinguishing the moon.
Yes, and now comes another exception in Yud Aleph. Hashaychet b'chor shor mukdash. Let's say you're going to shecht the b'chor, other holy animals, and now you want to get a good view onto the place of the shechita, and all that hair is getting in the way. You may not make a good shechita. So now, l'chadchila, you may, tolish as a seir, you're allowed to pluck out the hair, mikan l'kan, from here to here. Last is one of the sun to make room for the knife to shecht it properly. However, when you do that, you don't totally remove it. You don't move around this place. You can shear it, but it's dangling, as it were, so you won't come to use it yet. Okay, Yud Beis, very simple halacha. Kodshei Berech HaBayis, kodshim that were given strictly for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, so it doesn't have that intrinsic Kedushas HaGuf. So now, really, there should be nothing wrong with shearing it or working it. They don't have any intrinsic holiness. However, because only the pasuk of the Torah, only talking about animals, are going to be brought as a korban. But still, asur megiz avodah, you can't shear them, you can't work them. Why?
Are you reducing the value?
Rabbinically.
Are you reducing the value of what you
not pay? Really. Not when you, if you work it for a day, it's not.
Shear
it. But it has to get sheared. It's got to get sheared.
No, but that shearing belongs to the base of
the fish. It grows back. It's going to grow back. So that's not a problem. Avol minat Torah ain't a certain, but biblically, they're not forbidden.
Right.
Okay, lefikach. Therefore, hagozes osam oha obebam. If you do shear or work these animals that are cut shebetek habayis, ain't a loki. You don't get lashed. Biblical lashes.
But they still hurt.
Avol makin osam makas mardus. You get regular makas, rabbinic makas. But certainly, there is an issue of regular meila. Okay, but regular me'ila would be awesome. Okay, now we come a little bit, Mark, close to your case. It's the last halacha for this parak.
No.
Yud Gimel. Hamakdish uber lamizbeach. A person sanctifies not the mother, but the baby who's
the fetus.
Inside.
The fetus.
Okay, let's say lamizbeach for a korban. Okay, now it's an interesting case. So while in vitro, can you work the mother? You didn't sanctify the mother.
Just the uber.
Right? And this was for the Beis HaMikdash. So, imo asura bavoda, so rabbinically, you can't work the mother. Why? Its work, machacheshes as a uber, it weakens the baby. So God's made a decree. However, that's something that can weaken the kid. Work could jostle it around. But, however, Vare Mutaris begins, we can shear the mother, because shearing the mother clearly, Shemuz Ahefzilvad, it doesn't do anything bad to the baby. Commentaries comment, that's. But what if you were a hekmaktish, a baby for Betekabayas? Then you could even work the mother, even though we said, Kutcha Betekabayas, you can't work them. But here, it's only rabbinic issuance. So for Katshebetika bias, we didn't weren't so strict. Finally, what about Hiktish Aver Echad? What if you sanctified one limb of an animal? One, for the Beis HaMikdash. Now, and we have to assume it's a non-life-threatening limb. Because if it's a life-threatening limb, that's like the whole animal is sanctified. But a non-life-threatening limb. Mina behema, bein lebetek bayis, doesn't matter if it's for upkeep or for the Beis HaMikdash shechting. Hare adover safek imasura kulu agiza. There's a safek if the entire thing is forbidden to shear. Certainly you cannot shear over that one limb. But what about the rest? Or vavoda, or to work the rest. It's a safek. Now it's interesting. The Rambam is saying it's a suffix if you can shear it or work it. Our Gemara says only Shiloh for shearing. But working, there's no question at all, because no matter what, when you work an animal, the other limb is going to be affected. Rambam, that's fun. It's a question why the Rambam picked working as a Shiloh. The Gemara didn't seem to have a Shiloh. But anyway, it's a Shiloh. And a Sur Lafigach, a Lokit Allah, you shouldn't do it. But if you do it, you do not get lashed. Okay, we'll end it.